We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I know you guys are missing Fryer Friday, so my man Scraby was able to hook this next interview up, and joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline is a young man who made his debut last year, started 18 games for the Pods, pitched in 23 of them, and that's Kyle Quantrill. Kyle, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you, Tony?
Well, we're doing well, my man. First and foremost, is everybody safe? Family, everybody good?
Yep, everyone's safe, north and south of the border. So we're faring well so far.
Excellent, excellent. Obviously, with this COVID-19 kind of bringing everything to a halt, your spring training was also brought to a halt, and you looked like you were starting to kind of find your footing. And that last couple of starts there, how are you feeling about your spring training before everything got shut down?
Yeah, I felt it's disappointing. I mean, it's as disappointing as it is for anybody, but I really did feel like I was kind of taking a turn in the right direction. There were some really obvious points of effort this offseason that I felt like I really improved on, and it showed in spring. So it sucks. I want to be out there so bad. I want to be out there as bad as I'm sure all the fans want us to be out there. So yeah, we're trying.
Yeah, no question. Cal Quantrill is with us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Cal, you talked about things you worked on between last season and this season. Give us a little idea of some of the things that, without giving away your secrets, obviously, but some of the things that you were trying to work on to try and get a little bit better from last year.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, There's some really good highs last year. There's some really tough lows. I think, you know, probably a consistency throughout the year was I wasn't getting left-handed hitters out maybe at the clip that I would have liked to. So we identified a couple things kind of within my ability that we could improve on that would make that a lot easier. I think, you know, controlling the ball on the left side of the plate, re-emphasizing, you know, slider and change up usage to left-handed hitters and attacking versus, you know, coming back to the zone. And I think it really worked in spring. I was pretty excited to see how it was going to go during the season, but that's all right. This is just more time to lock that in so that when we inevitably do come back, it'll be even better.
Now, Cal, I know what it's like to have a dad that played at the big league level. Your dad obviously pitched at the big league level, pitched here in San Diego for a little bit. What do when you're making these adjustments, obviously you're hearing from the staff here in San Diego, but I'm sure there's a little bit of comfort going back home or working with your pops. How does that play out between you two?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I've taken, you know, tons and tons and tons of information from pops over the years. And he continues to be, you know, a great source of information. But one thing that I think that we've both realized has been extremely helpful is just given the amount of time that he's seen me throw, he's seen me do different things and seen what's worked and what hasn't worked. And I feel like I've always been able to use him kind of as like a measuring bar, like something to go back to. Like when you get out of sorts, you know, is there someone in your life who knows what it looks like when you're not out of sorts? Right. And I think that having him for such a long period of my life now throwing, it makes it easier for me to maybe find myself when you go down a path too far that you don't like. So it's almost been as much of that over the past 3 years as it has been working on new things with him. So I'd say that, you know, that might bring as much value as him actually coaching.
Yeah.
Cal Quantrill of the Padres is with us here on 97.3 The Fan, joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. And, Cal, you talked about your dad being a voice that you've always been able to go to. How about the newest voice in your career? And that's the pitching coach, Larry Rothschild. I'm just curious, what kinds of things did he say to you when he first met you? And what kinds of things maybe did he point out that you hadn't heard before?
Yeah, you know what? I think Larry's awesome. He has so much experience in baseball, so many different types of experiences. One of the things I just, you know, right off the top that I can say that huge respect for me is I think that at times coaches, including myself when I'm asked to be a coach, you're tempted to just jump in. Like you watch one pitch and you want to make all these changes because you have all these good ideas. And I got to give Larry a lot of credit. He watched all of us, but I can only speak for myself. He watched me throw multiple times before he even said a word. I felt like he was really, really like attentive to what I was trying to do, what I wanted to do. He didn't come in and try and write, you know, steer the ship. He came in and saw how I was driving my ship and then, you know, gave me some pointers on how I might be able to do it a little better. So I thought that was awesome. So far, our working together has been really good. Obviously, this right now is extremely challenging, but once I jump off the phone with you, I'm actually going to get on the phone with Larry to talk over a couple of things.
That's so awesome because, as you mentioned, I think, and it goes for all coaches, your tendency is to jump in there and help, but it's nice when you get a coach that kind of sits back and kind of learns you a little bit before giving you suggestions because, ultimately, by him learning you, it's going to provide better instruction, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that for me anyways, it's more like a trust thing. If somebody right. comes in and they try and just absolutely crush you and restart you from the beginning, at times it can feel like, you know, it's like, well, you didn't even see me. You don't know what I'm capable of. But when right. you come in and I think that Larry's experience is probably what told him, you know, or where he learned this. But when you come in and we have some, you know, pretty open discussions at first about, you know, what we can do to improve. And then he starts kind of layering in all the things that he has. It's been really good. I think that I made big strides in spring, and Larry is a big part of that.
Let me ask you this, Cal, because I think it's the tendency for most ball players to focus in on your weaknesses, work on those during the offseason, come back stronger. What were some of the things that you thought you did well in the 2019 season?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point, right? I think as athletes, we are bad about that. Sometimes we're so competitive, we gloss over the things that we'd like to maintain, and we focus only on those things that, you know, weren't very good. I think that this offseason, I actually made a pretty pointed effort of identifying the things that I did think kept me in the big leagues, and then, you know, not letting off the gas on them, kind of trying to maintain that similar effort while doing other things. But one of those things was, like, my command of my two-seamer on the right side of the plate. I know that's very specific, but I think it was a huge advantage to me last year, and it wasn't something that I was willing to give up. So that has been, you know, a continued, like, you know, can I do that? Can I do that 8 times out of 10? Now, you know, the next day, can I do it 9 times out of 10? Like trying to refine that one maybe right. more so than improve it, and then the other things trying to improve them.
Cal, what was the biggest difference you saw when the season was over between a year in the major leagues and years in the minor leagues or years in college baseball? I guess the most obvious thing would be that the big league hitters don't let you get away with missing your spots as often as you were able to maybe get away with that in the previous times. Is it as simple as that, or is there anything else you came away with from your first season?
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much coaches can do and, you know, people can do and other players can do. Nothing really replicates your first experience in the big leagues. And I think that, you know, all those past off seasons, you're going off what you've seen, right? Like, okay, so if this guy in double A, they really hit this pitch. Okay, well, we need to work on that pitch. Well, that's good, but now you're working on things that, you know, a double A hitter was doing. When in actual right. fact, you need to be working on things that you've seen at the big league level. So one of the things that I thought was so awesome heading into this offseason was really having some experience and seeing what works against the best players in the world and what really does need improvement and having like a much clearer plan. It's something that I've always, you know, taken a lot of pride in. I like to write down my plan. I like to execute my plan. I like to stick to the plan, probably to a fault, but it's a lot easier to be like that when you actually have some experience of what it is you need to do.
Yeah. So true. Cal, before we let you get out of here, man, there's obviously with everybody at home, there are all different kinds of ideas popping up about, you know, if the season is to pick up, how does it work? Have you heard an idea that you like at this point? Because it seems like everybody's kind of half in, half out on most of the ideas that are out there. And are you willing to get outside your box? Because obviously in a shortened season, things might not look the way we're used to them looking.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's important to preface, you know, anything in this conversation is like, we need the smart people of our world to tell us when it's safe to do anything.
Exactly.
But assuming that the smart people in our world have told us that it's safe, I mean, I can't stress this enough. I'm okay with doing whatever it takes to get baseball back on the field. If that means we have to try out some different stuff, great, we can do that. Anything to get back on the field. I think that the fans want it. I think that the country wants it. I think we want it. But again, I'm going to defer to smarter people than me to tell me when right. that's smart and safe to do. And then once they give me the green light, it'll be game on.
And that's coming from a Stanford kid, so he's deferring to some really smart people.
Right? Cal, as always, man, we certainly appreciate you coming on. I always walk away from an interview with you being more impressed than I was when we started. Please stay safe. Give the family our best, and, man, hopefully we get to catch up here soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell everyone stay safe, and Padre baseball will be back sooner than you know it.
Hey, we appreciate it, Cal. Good stuff.
Cal Quantrill joining us there on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit sdccu.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.